At first look, the new federal census numbers for Massachusetts don't seem too surprising. On the education front, it's good news. We're a highly educated state and becoming more so. 38% of our residents now hold a bachelor's degree, the highest percentage of any state in the country, 14% higher than the national average. But racial disparities persist. The percentage of Massachusetts residents without a high school degree has fallen. It now stands at 11%. But among Latinos, though there's been some improvement, that number stands at 36%. To drill a little deeper into the numbers this morning, we're joined now by Mark Drazen, Executive Director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. Good morning, Mark, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.
Mark, you and your staff have been crunching the data for the last couple of days. Are there surprises in terms of education levels in Massachusetts, in your view?
Not so much surprises, I think, but there certainly is some good news. We've seen that educational attainment in Massachusetts has gone up and gone up fairly significantly since the year 2000. The percentage of folks without a high school degree has fallen. The percentage of folks with more than a bachelor's degree has increased. And these are fairly broad-based changes. There are still very significant disparities among different parts of the state and among racial and ethnic groups. But overall, there have been improvements throughout. And that's very good news for the hopes that we have for getting out of this economic recession.
Can we break this down by geography in terms of education levels? I think we probably all assume that education levels are highest inside 495. Is that true? And if so, is the difference from Eastern Mass to Western Mass dramatic?
Well, it is a fairly significant difference. There's a belt of communities around 128 and 495, going all the way from the Merrimack Valley in the north to the South Shore in the south, where the highest educational attainment seems to be. And then you also have a cluster of very high educational attainment out in the western part of the state, in the area around UMass, and communities to the east and the west of that.
UMass Amherst, you're saying there when you say UMass.
That's correct. But in many other parts of the state, in Worcester County, in certain parts of Bristol County, and out in the far west, educational attainment is not as high overall, and that clearly sets up some requirements for us in the future. We need to focus on those areas and try and increase educational attainment for the people who reside there.
What's your gut tell you in relation to whether the recession has made a difference in these numbers? Are more of the state's residents pursuing graduate-level education right now? Can we attribute any of that to a reluctance to enter the job market?
Well, I don't think there's a reluctance to enter the job market. I think there's a great difficulty entering the job market in many places, and we all know that people tend to consider education seriously and try and refine their skills and change their skills when the job market is weak. These numbers don't tell us exactly how many people have returned to school, though, because most of this data was collected before the recession hit.
Considering many places in the state do have high levels of highly educated people, does that set Massachusetts up well, do you think, for quick recovery when the economy does turn around, as some people believe it appears poised to do, at least at some point in the next couple of years?
It sets us up well, but there are still some causes for concern. Areas with high educational attainment tend to keep and attract employers to a greater degree than other areas, and that's very positive. This is a well-educated workforce in Massachusetts. I think that's one of the reasons we're already ahead of the rest of the country in terms of recovery. On the other hand, if you break this down by municipality or region, or if you break it down by racial and ethnic groups, we still see tremendous disparities, and that can be a problem, especially because the state is becoming a state with a higher immigrant and minority population. It's very important to try and focus on educational attainment in those areas.
Or else we run the risk of having pockets where people are very well paid and very well employed, and other pockets where people are not well paid, and there's a lot of joblessness.
That's true. And to some degree, we see that right now. The one thing that's really very fortunate, from my perspective, the best news, is that we have seen the numbers improve. even in low-income and minority communities. We would be in much worse shape if sort of only the well-off communities were improving in terms of educational attainment, but the other folks were steady or going down. But that's not what we've seen. We've seen some level of attainment of improvement pretty much across the board, and that speaks well for the future. Hopefully we can keep it up and speed it up.
Mark Drazen, Executive Director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.